Brooke Pryor. She works for ESPN. She covers the Steelers. She joins us right now on her 29th birthday. Congratulations, Brooke. Thank you for carving out some time for us.
Oh, you are so welcome, and thank you for saying that I'm 29, because earlier this year, Landon Roberts, we were playing that really fun age-guessing game, and he thought I was 35. So, not that there's anything wrong with 35, but in that moment, I was like, well, I'm not quite, and he said, well, media ages y'all. So, it was a reality check that I needed to hear.
He actually gave me two extra years, too, now that Brooke brings that up. Oh, like, one of our first shows, he's like, you're like, what, 31?
Now, if I shaved my head around him...
But, so I mean, I also do... I probably do look older.
Question. If I shaved my head around him so he couldn't see little flecks of gray that are in the beard and, like, at the temples, okay. I feel like I could pass for close to 10 years younger,
Donnie. Well, you
still
get carded at the casino.
I get carded at the casino, exactly.
See,
and
Brooke,
I'm almost 40.
Brooke, my hidden thing is I lie up. I tell people that I'm in my mid to late 40s, and then they say, wow, you look great for that age.
See, genius. Yeah. It's genius. You got to set yourself up for success. That's the secret here. I like that strategy. I'm going to start doing that.
Brooke, why should Pony just stop with mid to late 40s? Might as well start telling people he's 62. I mean, if you're going to lie up, lie. Like, really get your money's worth here. That's what I'm saying.
That's true. You know, if you're going to lie, make it count. That's the words to live by, really.
Brooke, give us the wide receiver name who you think is most likely to get traded to the Steelers between now and the deadline.
I have no name. I'm going to be honest with you. It seems like every time there is an option, something happens, whether they are traded to another team or there's a season-ending injury. I think Christian Kirk was a really interesting option, and now he's out for the season with that collarbone injury. I mean, Mike Williams is probably my best guess of, like, most realistic wide receiver. But let's be honest, there's not too many options out there of guys that I think the Steelers could trade for and realistically would trade for that would make this wide receiver room better without just way overpaying for it, because that position is at such a premium with there not being a ton of options right now.
What about a guy that they're going to see tonight, Slayton from the Giants, as somebody he's not an overwhelming name, I know, but he's somebody who is an upgrade over what they would have, at least in principle, Brooke.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know that the Giants have made him available.
Well, they might want to because they stink. So
that is fair. You can never underestimate the power of stinking when it comes to making guys available that may not have been available a week or two ago. I mean, kind of the reverse Cooper Kupp, someone that very much felt like he was in play for the Steelers, and now because the Rams are good, it does not make any sense for them to part with him. So there could be guys like Slayton that shake loose in the next couple of weeks, especially a guy from an NFC team I would think would be maybe more apt to wanting to work with the Steelers. But at this point, it really kind of feels like the options that are out there right now are drying up.
What happened with Justin Fields this week, Brooke?
You know, my best understanding is that it would have been something that popped up late in the week, if not during walkthrough, because he had not been on the injury report, had not been limited in any way at any of the times that I was out at practice. So it kind of seems like something late in the week that came up. I'm going to guess that it's not something super serious. By the way, I'm standing here at Acrisure, and I want you to know the Pigeons just landed on the field. So I know it's no Kevin Harlan in terms of, you know, dictating the outcome, but there are birds on the field, and I know that you guys really like to know when that is happening.
We do.
I can't even imagine Harlan calling the birds landing on the field. Their wings are flapping at an incredible pace.
That's exactly what this needs.
Are they still going to be there?
I'm sorry that I am no Kevin Harlan.
Are they there at night, or is this like a daytime feeding thing?
You know, who's to say? I know they just mowed the field.
Okay.
So I don't know if maybe there was some seed in the mower that spread it around or what, but I was sitting up in the stands earlier doing an interview, and they were, not going to lie, they were freaking me out a little bit. They are not afraid of people. They were walking around near my feet, and I was a little worried I was going to scream on the phone, but I didn't. I kept my cool. That's what a mature 29-year-old would do.
How do you think the Steelers handle Malik Nabers in this game?
I think that this is going to be Joey Porter Jr.'s biggest test, and I think it's going to be, I think, a stressor on the secondary in a way that they haven't really been tested so far. This is going to be a game where you hope that the communication is better on the back end than it was against the Cowboys. At that point, that was, I think, the most premium wide receiver that they had played. Neighbors is, I don't think, as necessarily as steady as CeeDee Lamb at this point. Daniel Jones is certainly not as proven as Dak Prescott, although since that game, Dak has not been great. But I think that this is going to be a big game for Joey Porter Jr., who has played better. I think it helps that also a guy like Beanie Bishop got more confidence in the last Sunday night game. They're going to need him. I just finished writing a little bit about Deshaun Elliott as being, I think, the team's best offseason acquisition. He was an under-the-radar signing at the time, but, I mean, he had a pick. He's had a fumble recovery, leads the team in tackles. I think this is going to be another big game for him while they try to contain a guy like Malik Nabers.
How big of a game is this for Russell Wilson, just to show that it wasn't fluky what he did in his first start back?
Yeah, I think it's huge. I mean, I'm not going to say that it's easy to come out and have a good game in your first week, but I think when you do, week two becomes even more difficult, or there's even more pressure on you to, like you said, prove that it's not a fluke, to prove that, you know, yes, I can come out here and I can do it one week, but doing it week after week is the thing that's going to continue to separate him from Justin Fields, especially with the moon ball. It's stretching it down the field. And the last week, I think the wide receivers did a lot of work to catch some of those underthrown balls. He's going to have to get it to them a little bit more consistently, maybe take some of the pressure off of his receivers to make plays on those balls. But I think that this is even more of a test because of how good the Giants pass rush is. Yes, this team is not necessarily the most well-rounded opponent they're going to face, but they do lead the NFL in sacks. Dexter Lawrence is a premium pass rusher, and I think that we saw last week Russell Wilson having some limitations in terms of his escapability and just being quick on his feet. It's definitely not the same as Justin Fields, but he was able to move around enough to still be effective, and we're going to need to see that again in the second start.
Brooke, if they lose and Russell Wilson doesn't have a good game, do you think that they would contemplate going back to Fields after the bye?
You know, I don't think so. I think that that would be a little premature. I also think that, it would have to be really bad, like a Nathan Peterman 5-pick performance. Mm. And even then,
like a Kyle McCord game.
That did happen recently on the field that I'm standing on. So it
was beautiful and glorious, Brooke. You can say it. You can be honest. It was wonderful.
Not for Kyle McCord. Unfortunately, not for Kyle McCord. Or your mentions. I can't believe that. I can't believe people would do that. I think that they're not going to be quick to pull Russell Wilson because Mike Tomlin likes to say you can't put the Jell-O back in the box. You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. I think that the last thing you want to do is be yanking quarterbacks around. You want one guy to establish a rhythm. At this point, they're riding with Russell Wilson, so I wouldn't anticipate that they would pull him off the field, put Justin Fields back on. That just, I don't think, is the smartest thing for this team at this point.
Do you think that they'll open up the playbook more, specifically as it pertains to the passing game with Wilson, that we see? I know it's hard to watch the game and see and say, oh, that's a more advanced concept, but do you expect them to continue to allow Wilson to do more or try to do more in the passing game?
Yeah, I would think so. I think that once he kind of proved that he had mastered the plays that they were calling a week ago, I think that it's just going to, you know, give him more of that Cheesecake Factory menu that that Arthur Smith likes to reference. Sorry, the birds are flying now. They are scared of the PA announcer in the stadium. But don't worry, they've landed again.
I've never had Cheesecake Factory in my entire life, by the way.
Get out of here.
Swear to
what?
God. Yeah. Am I missing anything?
And the menu, yes. It's one of those deals where they cook everything with butter and lots of oil.
Is the cheesecake worthy of the name? Is it really what you go for
It's
there?
Good, but no, the menu. Brooke, how many pages would you say the menu is? About 22?
At least. There are probably some college textbooks that are smaller than a Cheesecake Factory menu.
Donnie, have you been?
Oh, yeah, a couple times.
It's bizarre that
there's no way Donnie
been.
Football hasn't been.
I mean, Malzi's never had Taco Bell before.
Well, that's like a conscientious objector situation.
Sarah raves about the brown bread that they bring
at Cheesecake.
Oh, yeah. It is very good. It is very good. I would anticipate Russell Wilson being able to have some brown bread passing concepts in this game. Some universally liked passing concepts that will go over really well.
Brooke, will you celebrate before the game or after, or are you waiting for your significant other to do something when the Steelers' schedule affords you that?
We went to dinner on Friday. I had a little get-together with friends yesterday, and that's kind of all I had planned. I wouldn't say that, like, 33 is a landmark year. I mean, it's you could say it's, like, my Jesus year, but I don't know that they make cards specifically for 33, so I'm okay with a low key birthday this year.
Gotcha. Brooke Pyre in the house with the birds for the Steelers and Giants later on tonight on ESPN. Thank you, Brooke. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.